And that was very professional of me, how I just cut it right off, like nothing. I just cut it to zero, went from 100 to zero. Welcome to Both Mics, everybody.
Hey. Welcome to a show about nothing and everything. He's Mike Sofka.
And he is Mike Taylor, and together we are Both Mics.
Yes, welcome to show number 18 of Both Mics, heard everywhere. That yeah. Podcast we found, iHeartRadio. We're live at twitch.tv/BothMics. Welcome.
Nice. Yeah, we're all over the place. We're on Facebook, Pandora, Twitter, Stitcher, Amazon, your Echo, your Google. Do you do the Google or you do the Google. Apple?
Yep, just ask Siri. Play Both Mics. Actually, you can play, tell Alexa.
Yes.
Alexa, play Both Mics.
Yes.
And guess who comes up?
You can. iHeartRadio.
Voice.
Podbean. We're all over the place. It's great.
Anchor.fm. Yep.
We got some big stuff happening in the next couple weeks, too. So make sure you follow along with us. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you follow us here on Twitch. We're live without a net here. Mike, do you know what Moxie is? M-O-X-I-E.
I had a friend named Moxie. That was like his nickname. I don't even know what his real name was. But yeah, besides that, no. What is Moxie?
Well, short of being a drink that's popular in the Maine area, the New England area, which you can find now here, Moxie. Moxie is also how we're going to live on Mars. I'll explain. It's the acronym for Mars Oxygen In Situ Resource Utilization Experiment.
Really?
I know. This is what it looks like. It's about the size of a battery. So if you're listening to a podcast, you're just going to have to check out the video. It looks like a car battery. This thing is on Mars right now producing oxygen.
Okay.
It produced about 4 grams of oxygen, which is enough for one human for about 10 minutes. So they're going to scale this up about 100 times. And supposedly this is going to be a big part of how we live on other planets. We're not going to fret anymore about there not being any oxygen. We're just going to create it.
Okay, so does this fill the atmosphere with oxygen?
I guess it fills containers for now, because I guess if they just let it go into the atmosphere, it would be just gone. I guess it would just float away, no?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to create a new atmosphere. You know, if they have a gazillion of these things running 24 hours a day.
Well, I don't understand why they just don't use the same technology they already have on the ISS, the International Space Station.
Well, it might be an improved version of the same thing, only different.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, they're saying that this is something possible. So be on the lookout for that. Just keep following along with that. Moxie with NASA, because that seems to be something that might be, might be important. And we will go. Remember when we talked about that on the show, right?
That. Oh, right.
Speaking of the ISS, this is the ISS crew. This is the guys that are up there right now. There's a problem. They can't come home. They're trying to come home. They've been trying to bring him home. They can't get him. The last time they tried to bring him back, there was a storm in the Gulf of Mexico, and that apparently is an alternate escape route on the way back, and it wasn't safe for them to re-enter the atmosphere.
Okay, so they are on that SpaceX capsule now trying to come back? Or
no,
it's just the International Space Station right now?
Yeah, NASA did the math, and they were like, yeah, that's not going to work. You're not going to be able to do that. That's not going to work. You're going to stay on the space station until the environment clears. I guess they have these emergency protocols. Like, if this certain place in France, there can be no storms. The certain place near Florida, there can't be any storms or winds or what have you. And they know that in advance of them entering the capsule and trying to return. So they're like, yeah, just stay with you where you are. We'll tell you when it's safe to come back. So that lends me to my next question here is, when is it safe for them to come back? They're going to use up the resources. Like, I think they have like an extra 20 days here that they can sustain 11 people instead of these four that are supposed to come back.
I'm sure they have, you know, they would make it work if they had to. You know, if the chance of them running out of supplies was outweighs the chances they're taking of throwing these guys in his capsule and sending them back into bad weather, you know, I'm sure they're weighing it out. But
let me ask you a question. What do you think their families are thinking right now? They're thinking, I mean, these guys have been up there since November.
Wow. I don't know. Isn't it like a lifestyle that you're used to? You know, for you and me, it would be, you know, if our sons went to the International Space Station, it would be one thing. But these are people that were, you know, that live that lifestyle of aeronautics and space stuff and being astronauts and all that. So they're kind of, I guess, groomed to be in that situation, you know? So they're not really concerned, I would think. That's my personal opinion.
Well, if you listen to episode 17, I teased you about the Chinese rocket. Remember I showed you that picture? It looked like that rocket was on fire on the launch pad.
Yeah.
Great news. You know how SpaceX has those rockets that can come back and land on a postage stamp, like you say, yes, in the middle of the water, and you can actually see it? Have you seen that live?
Live? No, not yet. Okay. But it's only about 2 hours south of me, so it's going to happen.
China doesn't have exactly the same technology because they have a 100-foot-tall rocket booster from their Chinese rocket, which will likely have an uncontrolled re-entry somewhere they don't know where.
I hate when that happens.
I'm gonna have to get Trump saying China, and I'm going to have to play it every time we talk about China here, because this... How irresponsible is this? You mean I could be sitting in my house one day and all of a sudden a rocket booster fall on my house because China doesn't have the re-entry program like SpaceX does?
Well, you remember, I think it was 1977, and Skylab was like one of the first satellites that went up.
Yeah.
And it was going around, and it was done with whatever mission it had and just became space junk. And re-entered, and most of it burned up, but it was like a big ball that was like 5 foot around that made it to the ground and hit somewhere in Australia. And I remember it was like the Miss Universe contest or some Miss World or something happened right after that, and they actually had this meteor thing, this melted Skylab, at the stage, and they were talking about it. For some weird reason, it was a beauty contest, and they were like, "Yes, and we have here, you know, this woman was in this sequin dress with a microphone talking about this burned up piece of Skylab they found in Australia and brought to the set for the Miss Universe contest."
It's nice. Like,
all right, so you know, part of it will probably burn up in re-entry, but if anything makes it, you know, was it 2/3 or 3/4 of the world is covered with water? You know, so the chance of it actually hitting land and then hitting a populated part of that land are pretty slim. But, you know, Murphy's Law, if anything could go wrong, will go wrong. And, a nice, desolate, peaceful town around the 429.
Now, my next question is, if it lands, wherever it lands, if it does land on land, do they have to test it for coronavirus first?
That would be first. Make sure there's no bats in there. And it would be, I think it would be finders keepers, losers weepers. So
this is starting to come full circle for me. This is starting to make a lot of sense why Jeff Bezos is bitching and complaining about the Blue Origin and the 500 and some odd million that he's apparently squandered because he can't get a front row seat, let alone get his rockets and his systems on the launch pad. I get it. Because here's China. They're putting it up. They don't give a crap where it comes down. They're sending it up. And he can't get none of that action.
I hear you. What's going on in our chat room? Nothing. I thought I saw some action in our chat.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to two old farts like us. Come on, man. Right?
Talking, squandering.
All right. Hey, when you were a kid, did you ever lick a toad?
Never.
Do you know what I'm talking about? How people, kids do that? They lick certain toads. The poison, it can get you high.
And they get, like, hallucinogenic type situations?
Yes, absolutely. Well, they discovered a new toad, a new toadette. It's called a pumpkin.
I was going to say, it looks like a damn cheese doodle.
Yeah, it's... They're calling it
a cheese doodle with eyes.
They're calling it a pumpkin toadlet. Toadlet, whatever that means. They found them in Brazil. It's a new poisonous form of toads. I was just curious if the green ones taste like lime and these taste like orange, or how's that work?
These might be mango if they come from Brazil. I don't know. Do they grow mangoes in Brazil? Yeah, I've seen all kinds, like ones that are like iridescent. They put the black light on them and they're like iridescent blue and green and purple, and they're, you know, they're black and they have outlines on them and stuff. Why is this important anyway?
I don't know. Why not?
why are we talking about...
It's our show. It's a show about nothing, right? And everything.
And everything. Why are we talking about cheese doodle frogs? Now, we have a lot of freaking tree frogs around this house, man. It's like Cha-Cha City around here.
Yeah?
We saw two of them last night when we came back from the beach. But we moved in August, and by like September, October... At one time, I think I counted 50 on my
really?
Little suckers, you know, inch or two.
Now it looks like the tree frog type Amazon type ones, or the full on frog toad looking one.
The tree frogs, the cha cha tree frogs.
Yeah, that's what I had last night. I saw one on my front pillar in front of my house. It was about 4 or 5 inches tall. Like, he was squunched up, but you know, he wasn't stretched out, and that's how big he was. He was about 2-3 inches wide, 2-3 inches tall.
We get all shapes and sizes. We get regular frogs, tree frogs, but these are probably an inch, maybe an inch and a half that last night. And then the 50 that we had on our sliding glass door last year, I couldn't believe it. It was kind of spooky.
All right, so you still have a lot of frogs around your house then, right? You still have a lot of these?
Yeah.
All right. Your project for next week is to videotape yourself licking one and seeing what the... No? You're not into that?
No. I don't even touch the damn things. The kids like them. The kids touch them and stuff.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. You want me to coax my kid to lick him? Yeah.
No. I'm not saying that at all, Mike. That you came to that conclusion on your own. I did not entertain that. No. Okay. Let's get some neighborhood kid to do it or something. We need an intern for this stuff.
The window licker kid down the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if those taste like lime and these taste like orange. I really am.
Cheese noodles.
They call it pumpkin. Maybe it tastes like pumpkin. Not just looks like orange pumpkin, but it tastes like pumpkin.
Did they have pumpkins in Brazil?
I don't think so. So you know how we were talking about the space station and the ISS and these guys can't come home and everything?
Right.
That's okay. You know why?
Why?
Russia is leaving the ISS. They're going to be out of the ISS by 2025. That's it. They're not going back. They're not going to be part of the joint effort. And everybody's holding hands around the campfire singing Kumbaya because we're all conquering space together. What's rule number one again? Rule number one on the show? It's all fake.
It's all fake.
Rule number two?
People
are stupid. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to do the third one today. Maybe I'll do it at the end of the show. But what I'm trying to say is Russia's going to have their own space station in 2030. So they're going to leave this one in a couple years, and they're ramping up to have their own space station. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that scenario. I don't know why. I'm just a little bit uncomfortable with that. You?
No, because they're just going to... How much vodka is going to be on board, you know? Be full of vodka and drunk cosmonauts and Borat and all that other crap. Yeah.
Now, wait a second. That's kind of racist because Borat's from Kazakhstan, not Russia.
Which, was it part of the Soviet Union at one point?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Russia.
See, there you go. Here we go.
So we take all you people. We take all you people.
Who are you calling you people?
In this box. I'm going to put you in this box right here. I'm going to put you people in here with those people.
So if you're a native Hawaiian, Eskimo, you're from China, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, any of these places, it's all the same.
No, not Hawaii, because that's cool.
Oh, okay. But Russia, everybody's the same. Ukraine. Right.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, I just want to know where the line is. I just want to know where we're at.
Even parts of Germany, we'll throw.
There's a picture here on the video. If you're not watching the video, go check it out. I got Putin, and he's in front of a green screen with a big planet Earth behind him, and he's got something written in Russian there. If you're watching this and you can tell me what that says in Russian, I will send you a special prize. How about that?
Yes, a Both Mics toothbrush.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So being that Russia is going to be leaving space, and being we're probably and hopefully going to be staying in space, they're going to start a new thing. And this is real. This is not. This sounds like something I would make up. I know, but this is really happening. You can look at it online. And I think I'm just going to come out with it. They're going to have UFC in space. They're going to have a MMA competition in space, and we'll see two fighters battle in zero gravity during the 12-episode reality show called Galactic Combat. Are you going to watch this?
Yes. Yeah, at least the first 10 minutes of the first episode.
Space 11, a new production company, is launching Galactic Combat that will see 40 mixed martial arts fighters from around the world prepare for a final match in an arena with zero gravity, also known as space. So here's my question. How? That's a lot of money. Are they counting on pay-per-views? They're going to ramp up and then pay-per-view, or...
I guess, you know, it'll be the first thing like it, so everybody will watch it, you know, just for the curiosity level. But it's going to resemble two people fighting in a swimming pool.
maybe it's going to be like a drunk fight, you know, like you see chicks that are drunk or guys that are drunk and they're, yeah, I think that might be entertaining.
Because can you hit somebody hard in space?
I don't know. We're gonna find out.
I guess
they say the last two are gonna remaining contestants from the reality show are gonna be flown around the Earth for 90 minutes in a retrofitted rocket that's gonna allow them to fight in zero gravity. I see problem with this. I think something's going to... I don't see how they're going to pull this off. Are these guys in spacesuits?
So did they're hitting each other say, in a helmet? Did they say when it was going to happen?
They say a 12-episode reality show. They're in pre-production right now.
It's going to be a long pre-production.
It's going to be a 12-month competition. So they're going to milk this for all it's worth. It's going to be called MMA Zero G. It's a new sport, MMA in zero gravity.
All right. Where do you come up with this? Where do you come up with these stories?
Well, I mean, I could tell the stories that everybody else is telling, but then I'm like everybody else.
It's very true. Very true.
Okay, I'm going to do something different.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
Here's the thing. I think we should combine the idea of Russia leaving the ISS and combine it with the MMA. We could have a loser leave town match like they used to have on wrestling. USA versus Russia. I mean, that's how you get worldwide views. Don't just get right. the pay-per-views from this country. Get them worldwide.
I think it would be a... It's so unique and never been done before. I think you would get worldwide coverage on it regardless.
All right. So you're not going to watch, or are you going to watch?
No, I would watch. Like I said, I would watch probably the first 10 minutes, you know, even though the probably it's an hour-long program and 10 minutes at the end is their fight. You know, I'd be interested just to watch it, at least the first one.
All right. Well, we'll get back to you on that because I'm sure we're going to talk about this again because I'm sure it's going to make some sort of headway somehow, some way. So I think we'll be all right there.
Right, right.
So did you hear this new thing about the mosquitoes here in Florida?
No. God, have I missed all the news this week?
See, I don't bring you the normal news. We just talked about this. Yeah, no, you're not going to read about this.
Well, but I live here. You know, I should at least know about mosquitoes.
You would think. Here's the deal. This is the first ever USA release of genetically modified mosquitoes. GMOs. They're not just into food. They're in the insects now. They're doing this in the Florida Keys.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Is this a news story?
This is a genuine news article.
Story. News story.
CNN news Health.
Yeah, because I remember they were saying that they were going to genetically modify the males or the females, whichever ones do the biting.
Well, it must be true. It's on CNN. So they're saying for the first 12-week phase, blue and white boxes containing 12,000 GMO eggs developed by a U.S.-owned, British-based company called Oxitect. They've been placed in small areas of Ramrod Key, Cudjoe Key,
Vodka Key. Did you say Ramrod?
Key. Yeah, Ramrod. Exactly. Cudjoe Key,
Vodka Key. I thought that was Key West.
Yeah.
They called Key West Ramrod Key during Fantasy Fest.
I'm just telling you what they're telling me here.
No?
When the water is added, the mosquitoes hatch, mature, and enter the environment over the next week or so. Some of the residents are already fighting against us and calling them mutant mosquitoes. Here's my quandary with this. You're screwing with the food chain. Because there's something in South Florida, I'm sure, that eats the mosquitoes, right?
Right.
And there's something that eats that, right?
Right.
Eventually, it's going to come up the ladder.
So you won't be able to go to the Hog's Breast Saloon anymore in the U.S.?
They're putting up billboards that saying, "Welcome to the Florida Keys, home to the GMO mosquitoes. Risky, unnecessary, unwanted. Say no. Stop GMM.com. Stop genetically modified mosquitoes. Stop GMM.com.
Yeah, the thought process is that they're genetically modified so they can't bite or they can't reproduce.
I'm trying to scan through the thing here. I'm sure it's so they can't reproduce. Let's see here.
So the way you make the population go down of mosquitoes is by increasing the population?
Well, they're saying that an invasive species of mosquito called Aedes aegypti is a mosquito that carries several potential deadly diseases, including yellow fever, dengue, and Zika virus. The rapid spread of Zika became a worldwide public health emergency in 2016 after an alarming spike in babies born with abnormally small heads, a condition known as microcephaly. They were born to mothers infected with Zika in Brazil and French Polynesia.
And some areas of Texas had it, and some of South Florida.
You are correct. That was the next sentence in the article here. You're absolutely correct.
And well, because this all happened during the gestation period of Xander, and and it was scary because we had cruises scheduled, and they would not do the procedure to inseminate. Within a certain time of us going on a cruise, like if we went on a cruise, we actually had to postpone Xander because of it. We were on a cruise. And with Nicholas, we didn't say anything. And actually, while she was pregnant, we went to Cabo San Lucas. We weren't supposed to go to Cabo San Lucas because of the same issue. we did a lot of and the thing is, like, you really don't see mosquitoes in anywhere, like, during the day, and like a lot of the restaurants you'll see them, but you know, we sprayed with the freaking off, and we did it, we're as cautious as possible to stay away from, you know, places there where there would be mosquitoes and resting water and whatnot. But I've been on 25 plus cruises, and like, you don't see mosquitoes. You just don't. I don't know why. You just don't see them. You know, maybe because it's 90 freaking degrees out and hot as balls, but you don't see them, especially on a ship.
Wow. Well, maybe those diseases, those viruses that you can get, maybe it's a type thing where those things are transmittable to another person at that point. Like, if I'm infected with Zika, could I infect the person next to me just by, is it airborne? What is it?
I don't think it is. I think it's just like a blood thing. So, yeah, but we were cautious, you know, as much as possible. And the thing is, like, there was like 6 cases reported, and like, okay, you know, really? Those people also did something specific to, you know, put themselves in arm's way. It's like 6 people had it. You know, they went tubing in the jungle and, you know, zip lining or something, where, you know, we basically stayed to the concrete and the stores and stayed on the ship as much as we could.
Well, apparently, and you were correct, in 19 and 20 of South Florida, Key West had an outbreak in 2009 and 2010. And then the article here on CNN Health goes on to say, known as breakback fever. I thought that's what you had if you wanted to go see that movie.
Yes. Yeah.
This...
what was the name of that key? Big Bump Key.
Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Key. That's what they call Key West during Fantasy Fest?
They call it breakback fever due to piercing headaches and joint pain it creates. Dengue also causes flu-like symptoms, including fever and rashes. Serious cases can cause bleeding, shock, organ failure, and even death. So this is a serious thing, and I'm glad they're doing something, but I don't know if it's the right thing to do. In the initial stage, 144,000 male mosquitoes will be released in a 3-month pilot period.
Interesting.
If that's successful, up to 20 million more male mosquitoes will be released during the height of the mosquito season, which is perfect. Notice they're not reproducing any females. So that's where you go. This will be just in time for that Fantasy Fest in Key West, won't it? Isn't that the idea? Bunch of dudes, yep, down there on floats.
The mosquitoes and drag?
Yes, I want to see that. Are they wearing makeup?
That's the name of my new punk rock band, Mosquitoes and Drag.
That's funny. Whoa! What happened?
Oh, you did it again.
Yeah, I keep doing it. All right.
There we go.
Stay off that stuff. Yeah, no, I'm serious. I mean, are the mosquitoes wearing little dresses? Are they singing Cher songs?
the big bouffant wigs. Yeah. Do they strapping their boobs in?
Doing that Gloria Gaynor. I will survive. Hey.
Unreal. But no, there's a reason, a specific reason why they're just doing males. And I think it's because the males aren't the blood-sucking ones. I think it's the females that are the blood-sucking ones. There was a reason why it's just the one gender. And I can't remember what it is.
So they're going to rename that the Sausage Fest? It's like a sausage party?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I've never been. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Went to the mosquito party?
I guess so.
Where the mosquitoes are in a rocket ship fighting the Russians?
I'm glad we preface our whole thing about nothing and everything, because it's a lot of nothing, but it's pretty funny stuff. I mean, it's pretty... We're disappointing a lot of people by not talking about important issues, I'm sure.
Like Russian mosquitoes?
Yeah. Russian mosquitoes fighting MMA in space. You want to know what's real important?
What's real important?
Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah. She had a pet issue, didn't she?
We talked about this a couple episodes, how she had situation. Her dogs, her little dogs, have been dog-napped.
On camera.
So what happens? They put out a monster reward. One of the people involved takes the reward by bringing the dogs back. Instantly becomes a suspect. Instantly, 5 arrests have been made in the Lady Gaga dog-napping case.
Wow. I heard this earlier on a different show. They were talking about it, that someone came forward with the dogs, no questions asked, and returned the dogs for the reward. So yeah,
that woman who ultimately returned the 2 French bulldogs in hopes of collecting a $500,000 reward. Well, apparently this involved a shooting as well, and somebody else was left seriously wounded.
Wow.
So here's the crew. James Jackson, 18. Some name. Jalen White, 19. Lafayette Whaley, 27. Were charged with 1 count each of attempted murder, conspiracy to commit robbery, and a second-degree robbery. Jackson also faces 1 count each of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and a felon carrying a concealed firearm in the vehicle. White faces 1 count of assault by means of force likely to produce great bodily injury. Ryan Fisher was shot in the chest while walking Gaga's 3 dogs on February 24th. 1 dog was able to escape and return to Fisher, who subsequently rushed to the hospital with serious injuries.
Wow.
2 other people were arrested, Harold White and Jennifer McBride, 40 and 50 respectively. They're each charged with 1 count of being accessories after the crime. Here's where I have a challenge with this whole situation. I probably read it somewhere else, so I may scan and search real quick. Yeah, these it's not in this article here, so don't quote me on this. Don't quote me. Don't at me, folks. But these guys are being held with bonds of like $1 million, $500,000. Let me ask you something. If your dog goes missing and it's found, are they going to do this big investigation and hunt for your dogs? And is the judge going to put a $1 million bounty on somebody for stealing your dog? Is that reality?
Well, I think, a couple things. What's the prior record for these particular people?
I don't think they've been convicted of any prior dog nappings.
Well, yeah, do we really know that? We don't know. Was she targeted specifically? They were trying to steal her dogs?
And knowing not that just she would any put dogs. Out a reward. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was another thing I was going to say I forgot. Sucks getting old.
Here it is. McBride allegedly claimed the woman who turned the dogs in said she found the dogs to try to collect the $500,000 reward from the pop star. At the arraignment, when these people were arraigned, here's where I have a challenge. Jackson's bail was set at $3,030,000. Whaley had a bail of $1,100,000, and White's bail was set at $1,050,000. If let's say I know there was bodily harm. I know this was a plot. I know the whole thing, but are we really doing a $3 million bail on somebody for stealing a dog?
Attempted murder? I think attempted murder. Well, and also, is this here in the States or is this overseas?
Oh, no, this is here.
Really?
This is, I'm sure it's in L.A. or something. Let me see if I can find it.
I always get her confused with the other one. Who's the other one? Adele?
Madonna?
Adele? Is that Lady Gaga and Adele? I don't know. Yeah, and one's British and one's not British. And
what if this was a whole thing cooked up by the dog walker, the guy who ended up getting hurt and put in a hospital? Maybe he's the true mastermind behind this.
possible. You know, he took a bullet for it, and he was looking to collect.
Wow, who knows? That's a movie.
I think if you shoot somebody, you're going to get a good bail. And $3 million sounds excessive, so I'm going to guess. I'm gonna put some money on it and say that there's probably some priors going on. Or maybe he's just a douchebag.
I think the latter is it, Mike. I think you're on to something there. I like it.
Douchebag. He's a douchebag, so we'll double the bail.
Nice. But. Nice. We talked about this a couple episodes ago. But were you ever... We talked about coming home and watching the Flintstones at 3:30 after school. Remember that?
Yep.
The Flintstones coming out with Bedrock?
Yep.
All right. Did you ever watch this show? I'm going to put the picture up on a video. You tell me what show that is.
Lassie?
Now, for you folks who are listening and not watching, it's a black and white photo. A dad-like figure holding up a son-like figure. They're both cowboy hats. And it's obviously Western days, if you would.
Is he holding a trophy?
This is from a TV show I used to watch every afternoon, either before or after the Flintstones. I can't remember. It's called The Rifleman.
Oh, wow. Really?
Chuck Connors on the right in that picture. He's been dead for a while, but the boy in the picture, Johnny Crawford, just died. He also was an original Mouseketeer. He died. He was 75.
That's not reassuring. That's, yeah. My dad passed at 76, and 75 doesn't seem too far away.
Well, I'm curious as to how many people. This is a black and white. This was a black and white TV show. How many people even know about this show? Knows who this cat was? You and I are the same age, and you barely know about this, right?
I know the name. Never watched it. Yeah, you know, I remember like the introduction was like a fence, and they were shooting at a fence, and it was gunfire. That's all I remember before I changed the channel to
and
find.
Then Jed hit the oil, and they all moved to Beverly.
Yeah, no, that's a different black and white show.
Did you notice that show that kind of like, and I think it was by design. I'm sure it was timing, but I'm sure it's design as well. If you think about it, the early Beverly Hillbillies were in black and white.
Yes.
Then those they are the turned ones their color. Remember. They had all that money.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing them in color. Yeah, maybe like that weird pastel-y looking color TV. You know, like
almost like the colorized thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like a muted palette. But yeah, I remember some color, but I black and white is what I remember.
Well, and, wasn't it the same thing with Gilligan's Island too, though? Was it black and white and then went to color?
I think like the pilot episodes were in black and white, and the actual series was in color. It was like right at that turn there.
I think they were going to do it just in black and white, and Thurston Howell III stood up and said, "No, I got the money. Here you go. Let's do it right. Do it in color."
Yeah,
Lovey, bring me the checkbook, Lovey. Yeah, it shows I watched too much TV as a kid.
Great.
Responding to ancillary characters on a show that most people who are watching this has no friggin' clue what the hell I'm talking about, Gilligan's Island.
Right? Like, that guy from Both Mites, his wife is named Lovey?
So, let me ask you, being I'm talking about Gilligan's Island, are you a Marianne or Ginger person?
Marianne.
Marianne, okay. That's probably the safer answer, being you're married.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Why not? I don't know.
Why would... okay. Yeah, now she was more...
The girl next door.
Yeah, girl next door. She appeared to be more obtainable than the Hollywood
actor.
Ah,
there you go. More obtainable. Now we're on to something.
I'm all about the path of least resistance, you know?
Yeah, you're digging your hole a little deeper here. You might as well just dig yourself out.
The door's closed. No one can hear me.
She's never going to listen to this. She ain't going to listen to this.
Actually, last week she's like, you know, I should probably start listening.
No, don't worry. It's just guys. It's boring. 15.
Like, all right. Wow. So, no, she probably never will.
Thank you for the support.
Yes, exactly. Precisely. You see the shirt I'm wearing?
Yeah, White Castle.
You have a White Castle shirt on.
They're opening Monday.
On Monday, right? Yep.
Monday the, what is that, the 3rd?
The 3rd.
8 a.m.
You going to make it out there?
Not for 8 a.m., no. No, I'm going to go out there that day, though. I'm going to go out there. I'm gonna try to do something there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's down by Disney, right?
Which kinda I don't know that. What I'm going to eat. I'll probably have to go through the drive-thru twice if they're capping me at 60 sliders.
Unreal. So that's 25 minutes each time on the drive-thru, just so you know.
Every time. One slider or 60. Whether it is
one car or five cars in front of you.
25 minutes. No, it looked like a pretty cool place. It looked like I saw the videos of the walkthroughs and stuff like that, and it seems like a pretty cool place. I didn't know this, but they showed them making the burgers, and each little burger has five holes in the middle of the burger. Yep. That's to cook them through.
Yeah, it's weird. The holes will close up as it cooks, and they do that so that like the oils and the juices kind of flow through the burger better.
Steams the buns too, right?
Yeah. It's a weird contraption. It's like a griddle, and they put them on the griddle, and they put the buns on top of the burgers. It's very odd how they work it, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go check me out some White Castle. I got, and it's not the same if you buy them in your grocer's freezer. Sorry, that's not the same.
Nope. 100% agree, because you microwave bread.
But this is the big chance for everybody, because my mom and dad complained for years, oh, they should have a White Castle here. I'm like, they have Crystal. It's the same. No, it's not the same. Okay, I know it's not the same, but it's close. Nope. White Castle. But
yeah, now it's the same thing, only different.
Now my parents are like, oh, I don't want to go there. Yuck. I'm like, really?
Really? Yeah.
You're not drunk at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, there's actually a Crystal kind of by here, over where we take the boys to do the gymboree, you know, trampoline place, you know, the run around and burn off energy place.
Yeah.
There's actually, no, I'm sorry, it's farther down. It's by the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville, and there's a Crystal there. And I've gone by there once in the 8 months we've been here.
All right, let's be careful not to pull a John Morgan here and start talking about it being a front for crack dealing and stuff. That and Arby's.
It's not?
Jeez, there goes those sponsors. Thank you so much.
Well, we were going to go by there, not this past weekend, 2 weekends ago. We went by, and we had to go to the Naval Air Station for something. And afterwards, we were going to run by for lunch. You're going to go and sit inside the restaurant and eat. Inside was closed.
Drive-through was open.
Inside was closed.
Yeah.
So, one of these things, get on Google. We're looking for something to eat.
Sure.
And there's a Four Rivers or a 4R barbecue.
Yes.
Across the street.
Yes.
And it's Johnny Rivers.
Yes.
Who I guess is from Darden fame back in the day.
And Disney before that.
Okay, well, I'm not impressed.
there goes that sponsor, too. You already stole their logo. I mean, come on.
So we go. It was right across the street from Crystal. And I said, just screw it. We'll find a place. We'll go here. Right. And being from Texas, living there for 10 years, and my wife being there for well over many decades, she knows barbecue. You know, we know barbecue. And I go ahead and I order. I don't know. She orders the burnt ends, which is a bizarre name to call anything.
Well, that's what it is. They cut the ends of the brisket off.
Yeah. Well, this was more like chopped up.
Okay.
Then actual ends. So it wasn't what she expected. The kids, of course, got chicken tenders. And I got, I always get brisket. And they had moist and they had lean. Well, the moist to me is it should just be regular. They cut this moist brisket and it was more fat on it than meat. And like they slide it down and the guy gives me my sides and stuff and I'm looking at And I don't mind some fat, you know. With steaks, ribeye, I'll eat the entire ribeye, all the fat and everything. I don't care. It's really good. But when there's more fat than actual meat, the guy went to ring us off. I go, you're going to have to switch that out for lean. I go, that's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Is there an upcharge for lean?
Yeah, no. No, but I'm guessing you probably get a smaller portion.
Wow.
And I told him, I go, that's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself for selling that.
Wow.
And the kid looked at me like, what?
He's like, dude, I'm just here after school trying to ring you up.
You know, I'm here minimum wage, blah, 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 right? I don't need your shittle.
You're talking about the fat content on your entree.
Yeah, I don't need your shittle, man. but literally, it was a disgusting amount of fat. Disgusting. It was like 1 inch of meat, 2 inches of fat on top of it and on a slice.
Nice.
And it was okay. It was nothing to cry home about. Nothing to cry about. Nothing to call home about. It was unimpressive.
Did they have the dessert area there at that one too?
Yeah, like a bakery. Sure. Yeah.
Did you get anything there? Did you look at those things there?
Now, is it like some of the chocolate chip cookie was like the size of a damn cake?
Yeah,
was,
you take the cake. A slice of cake is like a whole cake you would make at your house. One slice. It's like. So my wife gets, like, this piece of chocolate cake on the way out the door. And I'm like, there's no way she's going to eat that. And she goes, oh, no, I'm going to take it home. And I'm like, okay, all right. Sounds like I'm going to be eating some chocolate cake later. Now, don't eat this chocolate cake. This is my chocolate cake. It's going to go in the fridge on this shelf here. This is mine. Don't you eat that. I had to look at this friggin' piece of chocolate cake all week. She was eating, like, a spoonful each day.
Oh, wow.
Finally, on, like, day six, I was like, ah, you're out. I'm taking this over.
Yeah, there's an expiration date on that.
No, the desserts are huge there. They're like that cinnamon bun at that place you used to go to in Texas, right?
Lulu's Bakery. Yep, in San Antonio.
Cinnamon bun, larger than your head.
Yeah, 3 pounds.
There's a place over here in Claremont. I forget the name of the place. I'm going to have to look them up as a sponsor, see if they'll give me see if we get a piece of this for next show. Which would be episode 19, by the way. They have a giant apple fritter. Giant apple fritter. It's like this big, like that thick. It's a big apple fritter. It's a whole cake box holding this thing.
Is it in Claremont? Or
it's
is
in
it
Claremont,
like
or around Claremont, I guess.
Or could it be over by, what's that place? That Baker's.
Never been. Somebody brought me this treat one day. I'll check it out. I'll have to ask my brother. My brother lives over that way.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's north of Claremont. I took Brenda there once. It was a German bakery.
Well, there's that place out in the middle of nowhere in Yahala.
That's the place I'm thinking.
That's what I meant
to say. Yeah, I was trying to pronounce it, but Yalaha it sounded like I was joking. Yeah, Gesundheit.
And then back in the day, they had portable Yalaha Bakery downtown Orlando, like on a Friday and Saturday nights. You know how they have the dirty water dog carts and all that stuff? They had a little cart with some of the baked items from this place. It was pretty
cool.
Cool. Yeah, two in the morning, you're hammered, you're getting out of the club. That was right on time.
Right.
So I've been told. I won't, you know, that's not me. I never did that, obviously.
Right. Yeah. I missed 3-for-1s on Friday.
You're the big cruise guy. You're the big cruise guy. Disney has a new cruise ship coming out. Did you hear about this?
The Wish.
You've been on a Disney cruise? I know you've been on a bunch of cruises. You ever been on a Disney one?
First ever cruise was a Disney cruise.
How was it?
It was I had nothing to compare it to. It was awesome. Our IT professional, Michael, his girlfriend... Are we back?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I thought it locked up on my end. All right. His girlfriend at the time's mother was the head of reservations for Disney Cruise Line.
Nice.
My ex-wife, Michael's mother, worked for Disney and was able to acquire a discount. And we ended up in a, disability or a handicap room, lack of a better word. We ended up in a handicap room, which was gigantic.
Yeah, there's lots of room, especially For a cruise, I mean, you get lots of room in a handicap because they got the poles on the side of the toilet. You could really grip it and rip it in there if you had to.
Yep. And like the shower, like the whole bathroom was a shower, not just like a step-in shower.
Oh, so you roll somebody in a chair right into the shower?
Yep, exactly. And we had a 16-foot balcony to back of the boat. Like, these are knowing cruises now, these are like an ideal cabin to have. An aft facing balcony is a desirable cabin to have.
Okay.
7-day cruise, and they have like three dining rooms, and they kind of revolve you around the different dining rooms. One was like a Be Our Guest Disney type thing. One was an animator's palette, they called it, and it had all kinds of artistic drawings of different stuff. And one was like a Caribbean restaurant. The kids, I got a great story about that. Well, the kids loved it. It was a 7-day cruise, went to Cozumel, went to Key West, went to Grand Cayman. The story I want to tell is about Michael. Michael never met a stranger. He got on that cruise and was friends with the cast of shows and everything, like immediately. And our second night, we were going from Key West around Cuba and going to Grand Cayman. And never been on a cruise before. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, we feel, like the boat stopping. You know, when you put a boat in reverse and it makes that shuddering sound.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, that's weird. Maybe they throw the anchor over and go to sleep at night. I have no idea. So we were stopping for some reason. And Michael comes back to the room 6 o'clock in the morning because he was hanging out on the bow of the ship, which is meant just for crew. And he's hanging out with the crew on the bow of the ship.
How old was he?
At 15, 16 years old.
Okay.
But of course, he's 6 feet tall and looks like he's 20.
Right.
And he comes back at 6 in the morning and he goes, "Hey, you guys hear the boat stop last night?" We're like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, we're just cruising along. Well, let me back up a little bit too. All right. The night before, we're going back from lunch back to the cabin, and it's so windy out that the boat is like this, sailing along. So we have huge winds, and they say there was like 13-foot waves and stuff like that. So Michael, 6 o'clock in the morning, says, "Hey, did you feel the boat stop?" We're like, "Yeah, what happened?" He goes, "Oh, we're cruising along, and we came across this gigantic raft of Cubans in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean."
No way!
Yep!
Did they pick them up?
2003. Yep. So he said they maneuvered the ship to block the wind on their raft, and they called the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard came along with a little crane, picked them up, boat, took him back to Cuba.
Wow. They didn't put him on a Disney cruise.
No. They didn't get...
What happened to Be My Guest? Nope. What happened to all that?
No free tiramisu for you.
Wow.
Yeah. So can you imagine being 15, 16 years old and experiencing that? You know, that you're willing to risk your life and float 90 miles to Florida on a doorknob with your family? Yeah. It's crazy. It was an enlightening experience for him.
You had a discounted rate. You said everything was discounted. Even with the discount, I'm sure there was some cost. Give me a ballpark of what you think it cost.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Me being the planner that I am, I wanted to know what my cabin would have cost if I paid full price for it. Two adults, two children, we paid $1,800.
Get out of here.
We paid $1,800 in 2003. $1,800 was probably pricey, I got home and I priced it. This is a 7-day cruise, by the way, 7-day. I got on the website and I went to book the same exact cabin. Now at the time, I didn't realize that different times a year was different prices.
Right.
But whatever year time of year I picked, that same exact room on the same exact boat was $7,800.
Yeah. I
$6,000 discount.
I think it was 06, I checked into taking the whole family, wife and four kids, on a Disney cruise. and I priced it out. I think it was a 5-day cruise. $14,000.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we're not doing that. We could. I could buy a car for one of you guys. No, we're not. No. Yeah. No, I can't. I could pay maybe $1,000 a head or something, and that would have been $6,000. But $14,000.
And there's no casino on that ship.
And I'm sure that doesn't include all the gratuities.
No, no. And the thing is, with the cast member rate, the cast member rate included the port charges, the tax. And the gratuities.
That was probably the $1,800. Everything else was probably free.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the way they do it is like you can book it like 30 days in advance. It's like you're filling the empty rooms with cast members. And we did it twice. We did it another time after Michael joined the Army with my daughter. But you can get bumped off up to the last day. You can get bumped off. Yeah, so you're taking your vacation, you're all set, you're packed, you get there, you can get bumped.
Wow, yeah. Crazy. Hey, yep. Something else in the news, I want to shift gears real quick here. And this was in the news, I put up the picture there, Adam Sandler getting turned down at the IHOP. Did you see or hear about this?
Rat bastards, horrible actor, scumbag.
He walked in. The lady doesn't realize the girl hostess, the young high school girl, probably has no idea who Adam Sandler is. He's got a mask on, so I get it. She doesn't realize it's Adam Sandler, and she's telling him there's a 30-minute wait, so he turns around. He's like, 30 minutes for IHOP? No, let's leave to his party, and they left. My question is, do you think it was because Adam Sandler he expected to be seated right away, or do you also have a problem waiting 30 minutes at an IHOP?
At an IHOP, yeah, there's an issue there. Because if there's an IHOP, that means you're downtown somewhere and there's something right across the street that is probably a hell of a lot better quality for no wait.
Well, there goes that sponsor, too. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, whatever.
But
you let Adam Sandler in your restaurant to begin with, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, though, that, you know, people probably don't know what we're talking about. Maybe this young high school girl, part-time job, hostess, 16 years old, really has no idea who Adam Sandler is. He's that old already.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fine. Is he really expecting preferential treatment because of who he is?
Well, I was running a restaurant in Winter Haven, Florida when I was 20 years old. It was Friday night. We did $250,000 a month in 1987. So this was a swinging place for the little town it was in. And on a Friday night, we're on a two-hour wait. And I'm up by the hostess stand, and Roger Clemens comes walking up to me. He was a new upcoming player for the Boston Red Sox. He'd been out for like a year or so out of University of Texas. Everybody knew who this cat was. He comes up to me, and he goes, hey, do you have any way you can get me a party of six in here? And he holds out his hand, you know, the old palm in the bill hand.
Right.
And I go, well, we're on a 2.5-hour wait. And he goes, yeah, but I was kind of hoping. And he put out his hand. So I shook his hand. I go, oh. And he goes, yeah, I'm Roger Clemens. I said, oh, hi, Mr. Clemens. How are you? Yeah. And I looked, and a six top just opened up. And I looked down in my hand, and it was a $100 bill. And I was like, Mr. Clemens, right this way. Right this way.
At 20 years old in 1987, yep. That matched your pay for the day.
So I'm surprised Adam Sandler didn't pull out a 20 or something. Come on.
Well, just a 20? Are you trying to say because he's Jewish? Is that
nice,
the thing?
Nice, 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 nice.